This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise, and the Global Accelerator Program is back again. Of course, this is organized by MAGIC. Launched in March 2017, GAP, for short, is the largest startup accelerator in Southeast Asia that focuses on supporting and developing local and global startups. So with me in the studio today to talk about all things accelerator and GAP are Tanuja Raja at MAGIC, Mohamed Nasir Habiza from John Parking, and Mark Chu from TellingMe. Welcome to the show, folks. You know,
this is
full room today. Yeah. Now, GAP is an annual event to support startups' ability to scale within the ASEAN market. And I know this is an evolution from the MAP days. What did MAP stand for?
That was the MAGIC Accelerator Program.
And they had two tracks, and now that's evolved into GAP of last year. So, but tell me how it came to life to what it is today.
Sure. I mean, as you rightly said, MAGIC essentially had two tracks to accelerator program before last year, and that was the ASEAN track, which was for, you know, the typical startup that wanted to get lots of money and scale really quickly. And then there was the social enterprise track for social enterprises who wanted to do good. We did that three times, and then we realized, like, you know, what we should be doing is actually combining these two, because we strongly feel that all startups should do good, and all startups should be sustainable and be profitable instead of relying on grants and donations in order for them to survive. So this is essentially why we merged the two tracks together. We created one big global accelerator program. We invited startups from all over the world to apply as long as they wanted to scale in the ASEAN region.
Oh, okay, so from all over the world with a view to expand in the ASEAN
region, right?
And when they go through this program, right, it's 4 months, right?
Yes.
What are the areas that these startups will be able to improve on? What areas do you cover on?
Sure. 4 months is a long time. We can cover a lot. So unlike some of the other accelerator programs, GAP is really a culmination of a lot of different parts, right? So we've got classes and workshops. We've got mentors that come in and give office hours. We're very proud of our route to market section, which is essentially where we match make startups with corporations. And then we've a slew of benefit partners. You know, as long as you're accepted into the program, you get access to over $500,000 worth of benefits, ranging from, you know, AWS credits right down to Grab rides. So you get all of that. But really, we take you through a journey. So it starts off with softer skills like, you know, the art of negotiation, how to network, design thinking, right down to term sheets, the legal aspects of running a startup, how to talk to VCs, marketing, and all of that.
Okay, so this is, and then after you go into the hard stuff, the finances,
and it ends with this really big demo day where the startups get to pitch to about 300 plus people, invited audience only, mostly VCs from around the region, as well as our partners, both corporates and benefit partners.
I think previously I've also been part of the mentor area as well.
Yes.
So I know more into, I guess when I covered it was more into the PR and getting yourself known, that kind of thing. Right now, so we've got the two people who were from the program last year, right? So there's John Parking and TellingMe. So we'll start off with Nasir. Tell me about John Parking.
Sure. Okay. First of all, thank you for inviting me for this today. So my name is Muhammad Nasir from John Parking. John Parking is a mobile app to pay parking. Now we're covering the whole DBKL area, Jasin, Melaka, Tawau, Sabah, Iskandar Puteri in Johor, LRT station coming this month. So so actually it's a convenient way to pay parking. Unlike the traditional way, you use machines to pay parking or to use coupon. In this case, you use apps, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. It's very, very convenient.
Yeah. Okay. And of course, the idea is to have the whole country.
Exactly. The whole country. Because of it's very convenient. One app, you can go from the police up to Johor and Sabah, Sarawak. Using one app, you can pay parking. That's our what we plan to do in the future.
Okay. Yeah. So right now, still selected areas. What's your USP? Are there other people who are doing this? Are the companies doing this?
Yeah, of course. There are a few companies who are providing more or less the same solution. But what makes us different between them? Actually, this is 100% homegrown product. Means that we study the system thoroughly from R&D up to development. And at the same time, we also having this solution for one account to all the local councils. So we are the platform provider that we can work with all these our customer, which is either parking operators or local councils, to solve their problems.
Because right now, I think one of their major problems is that the machines are always spoiled.
Exactly. That's happened to most of the councils today. They are struggling on maintaining the machines all over Malaysia. So that's why most of council now, they are shifting from machines to apps, and more councils are looking to this solution.
Yeah, because I know for me, what happens is that I try to pay and the machine spoils, then I come back, I get a summon.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So sometimes it's
always
it's
a machine, outside the machine rosak.
Yeah.
And actually what I like about it is that, you know, I go to the cafe, I put in an hour's worth of a ticket, and I'm like, okay, look, I'm still having coffee with my friends, I just top it up by another hour without walking to the machine.
Yes, exactly. You're right. Yeah. Because you park your car about 200 meters or 500 meters away, and you want to extend your parking, it's very convenient. You don't need to go to car anymore. Yeah. I like the traditional way. So you can open the apps and extend it from where you are. It's very, very convenient.
Okay. But actually walking 200 meters is not too bad. 500 maybe.
Yeah.
Telling me, Mark, what is that?
So Telling Me is an end-to-end healthcare platform that gives you online access to GPs and specialists all around Malaysia. We also partner with pharmacies to dispense medication and health labs for our customers to order lab tests and get their health reports all online. So think of it as your very own virtual clinic.
Okay, are there other similar apps?
There are similar apps, but as Nazi said, we're all quite different. Mm-hmm. For Telling Me, I think how we brand ourselves is that we're building a very integrated ecosystem. So we don't have anything internal. We don't own any we don't pay any doctors on salary. We don't own any pharmacies. So we partner with these people. So it's very scalable as well. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that if we want to like expand to Penang or if you want to go to Penang, if you leave your medications in KL and you go to Penang, and instead of seeing a doctor, telling him all the problems, getting medication again, you can actually just teleconsult your doctor in Malaysia, ask him to send a prescription refill to a pharmacy in Penang, and you just pick it up from there.
Right.
And that's the power of Telling Me. It connects everybody.
Okay, when you look at the potential of this business, what is the potential, just in Malaysia alone, in terms of the market opportunity?
Okay. I think in terms of Telling Me, the market opportunity is huge because studies have also shown that all consultations, like 60 to 70% of all consultations, can actually be moved online. Mm. Think of these consultations where before you see the doctor, you tell him your problem, and then he says, okay, yeah, you know what? I'm the right doctor for you. You can come in. Or follow-up consultations. So you go to the doctor, you have to keep coming back again and again, but it's just for like a checkup. Mm. So instead of going back to the hospital, paying that 150, 180 ringgit, you can actually just consult him online for a lesser price and save time on parking, on traveling. Mm. And so the market is huge because this is, I think this is the future of healthcare, and this is where we're going.
Okay, and I guess if they really need to go for a face-to-face, probably at a later stage, at least you save some initial time.
So we don't try to replace these face-to-face visits, but we do supplement it. So maybe one out of the three visits can be online or two out of three.
Okay, and then when they go and need to park, they've got John parking.
Exactly.
You know, so you guys went on the GAP program last year. What was experience like for you?
Nazir.
Okay, anyone? Nazir.
Okay, so for me, this GRAP program is giving us a lot of new ideas, knowledge for us to run a proper company. Because of in this 4 months program, we are teach of to do so many things, ranging from financial, from presentation, from a business point of view. So in terms of ANP, advertising promotion, how you want to bring your company to the next level. Mm. So we may teach how to do that. So it's very, very convenient. And not only that, actually, we also we have friends all over the world. So it's not from Malaysia. So we also, at the same time, learning on their culture, how they create, how they build business in their countries, okay, compared in Malaysia, what's the rules and regulations look like. So actually, in a way, it will help also, for example, like maybe later stage you want to go abroad, means that we need to cover Asian country as well for joint parking. So of course, so we are looking these friends that can help us in terms of how can we venture into this business in their countries. So yeah, it's very, very good program. Yeah.
All right. For you, Mark?
As Nazi said, I think for us, As a growing startup, it was very interesting. If you put 60 startup founders in a room, altogether, the amount of ideas, creativity that's in that room day in and day out is amazing, you know. And that's how I think a lot of innovative ideas starts. You just put people in a room, they talk, they discuss, and so having that kind of environment was extremely helpful for us.
Was 4 months too long, or you felt that that was necessary?
Well, for me, it's not too long because at the same time, we also have our own day-to-day business that we have to run. So we have to mix between classes and our own business, because you cannot say that we have to leave our business away for 4 months. So it's a good program also while we are running our business. At the same time, we're also getting mentoring, teaching, knowledge. So for us, it's a good duration.
Okay.
So yeah, 4 months is quite long, but at the same time, you know it's worth it. And I think Magic does a good job in not making it monotonous. Mm-hmm. They do try to change it up from platoon meetings to lectures to a lot of practical work as well. So you never really get bored, and it does pass quite fast. And before you know it, it's like demo day where you have to pitch to.
And you're like, how come that happens so quickly?
Four months
is too, you know, because that's the day you sweat, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That is a scary day.
Hopefully we prepared them well enough.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit more about the Global Accelerator Program, GAP, with Tanuja Raja from Magic, Mohamed Nasir Habizar from John Parking, and Mark Chu from Telemi. After this, you're listening to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Listening to Enterprise. Good morning, Frida Liu here. We're talking about the Global Accelerator Program, or GAP, organized by MAGIC. The MAGIC stands for?
Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Centre.
Okay, that was Tanuja Raja from MAGIC. Mohamed Nasir Habizar from John Parking is also here, and Mark Chu from Telemi. So, Tanuja, there's been a sudden rise of startups in the region, just not just Malaysia alone.
Sure.
Almost everyone these days wants to be an entrepreneur.
That's
and build
right.
a startup. I don't want to work and be my own boss. So what are you looking for in these startups that are keen to partake in GAP?
I mean, firstly, I just want to say I think it's great that so many people are interested in starting their own startup and being an entrepreneur. I hope that they're not trying to start a business because, you know, it's become this sexy word right now.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't really understand the hard work that goes into building a startup.
Yeah.
I work with the accelerator team, and I take my hat off to all of these founders, because really it's like the toughest thing ever. But what are we looking for, in terms of startups that apply to GAP? Really, they should have ambition. They should want to expand, not just, you know, to the different states within Malaysia, but to the ASEAN region and then globally, because this is really a program that can help you move out of Malaysia.
Yeah.
We have partners, community builders, co-working spaces, government agencies, VCs, in all of the different ASEAN countries. So you really can leverage on the partnerships and network that MAGIC can provide for you.
Yeah.
We want to see founders that are very committed to building something that community really needs. So we look for really innovative, novel ideas.
Okay. And what do you think seems to be lacking the most amongst all the areas that are covered in the 4 months course?
You mean in terms of our curriculum?
Yeah, the curriculum. And then that seems to be a weak area, I guess.
I mean, the program is always evolving. So GAP last year is different from GAP this year. I think one of the key feedbacks we received from the startups last year was that they wanted a more structured and a longer route to market week, which is where they have more engagements with the corporations. So the GAP team has taken that feedback to heart, and we are building it out from scratch again this year, so that hopefully the startups will have better, more engagement with the corporations that we have on board. And we have some great corporations on board. We have Malaysian Airlines, Maybank, Hong Leong Media Prima, Tune Protect, and so many others. So it's difficult for me to say what's the weakest point, because we are always tweaking the program.
Not so much the program then, the people, the submission of entries.
Okay, for that, I think the easiest one, it would be deep tech startups, right?
Okay.
We see a lot of marketplace startups applying, a lot of e-commerce startups, because I think it's easy to create this. You just go onto Shopify, create an account and start selling stuff. But we don't see a lot of deep tech startups, people that are building things using AI or virtual reality, IoT, cybersecurity, even health tech. We have 3D printers that can use our own heart cells and print a heart. You know, this is, these are the kind of technology that other startups are creating. Okay. And we want to see more of that in Malaysia.
Okay, so the deep tech stuff.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, entries, people can submit their entries right now.
Yes.
Closing date?
23rd March.
Got extension? You know Malaysians. Got extension?
I'm
going to
stay quiet on that. Yeah, maybe.
On the 23rd, they will come and say, you know, can you give me one more? Is it difficult? Is it easy to apply though?
It's really easy to apply, but you shouldn't leave it to the last minute only because you have to create a video, a 90-second video that explains your business and also talks about you and the different founders in your team, because we really want to see the personalities behind the team.
Why is that important?
I think the Gap team is trying to get a sense of how committed these people are and why they are building this solution. They might have a personal story behind the problem they're trying to solve. They might, and we can kind of gather how passionate you are about your business.
So in addition to a 90-second video, there are other forms they have to fill.
Yes, it's quite a lengthy form, actually.
Okay.
But it's not difficult information.
Okay, it's not difficult information. Now what areas were you guys struggling before enrolling in Gap? You know, what was the light bulb moment for the both of you? We'll start with you.
Okay, for us, we call ourselves is a tech company. We started with five of us, the founding team in John Parking. We are more towards in technology, but we are very lack in terms of financials, in terms of marketing, in terms of how can we expose ourselves in this real business, real world. So actually, by having this program, actually we learn a lot. We learn in terms of how can we prepare a proper presentation slides, pitching, how to do proper pitching that. Yeah, at the end of the day, when we pitch to our VCs, VCs said, "Oh, this is the company that I would like to invest in." Yeah. So with this information that we cannot get it elsewhere outside there, but with this program, with this 4-month program, we've been teaching how to do this, how to get information. So by the end of this program, we are visible to public as well. So it means that more and more people knows about John Parking, what's John Parking doing, okay, what area that's covering. So it helped us a lot.
Okay, so it was the light bulb moment for you was the presentation skills. What to put in the presentation skills?
Exactly, because of during the demo day, just after my presentation, I've been approached by one of these so-called local VCs.
Okay, okay. $1 million. Okay.
That also, actually, I also the same VCs that one of these e-hailing company in Indonesia. Ah. So they approached us. They said that they like our idea. So let's talk.
Talk and see how to collaborate.
Exactly.
Right,
That's
that other thing as well, right? Collaboration,
definitely, one of the fastest way for startups to scale.
Right. So, I mean, apart from funding, there's collaborations, how you can work together to get out there. Very interesting. For you, Mark.
Okay, so for us, I think in terms of the healthcare space, it is a bit crowded. There are a few other players. So, if you don't have a unique voice, you won't get heard. So, what Magic taught us to do over the 4 months program was that we had to identify our key metrics and really go from there, like focus on only a few key things instead of trying to do everything. Because when we started, we thought the more features we have, the better, because the more people can use our platform. So from there, we focus a lot on mental health issues. And this is actually a really underserved market. And what we found is that, and it wasn't a light bulb moment, but it's more like a gradual process where the more articles we churned out on mental health, the more therapists, psychologists that we got onto telling me, the more the demand came in.
Okay.
And that has really helped our business.
Right. So that could almost be your niche. And then now you sort of, I guess that's the unique part in your business.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a process of finding out as well, right? Of discovering about what could be different about what you offer.
Yeah. It's not an overnight thing. It's a gradual thing. But you got to be focused on trying to find out what that is.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so that USP. Has sort of, and I guess, what's the other word? Pivot. It might have to change and all that, right?
Yes.
And, when you talk about the 4 months, was it challenging for you? What kind of commitment level was required on your end? I know you guys have said you were still doing your business in addition. Yep. So what kind of commitment level though?
Well, okay. Of course, we have to attend the class. This is a daily class from Monday up to Wednesday. This is compulsory. Mm. And at the same time, we also
attendance is taken.
Yeah. So,
we're very Malaysian that way.
Of course. At the same time, we also have the platoon meetings. Mm. So actually, the platoon's meeting will help within the team members can share ideas, what's the progress for that particular week, for instance. You know, so at least each and everybody will share their ideas. And so from there also we learn from each other. So what been for one company takes to the next level, for example. So actually this knowledge is very, very useful, especially for a startup like us, because we know that with this information will help us to grow more faster. Yeah, correct. Mm. Yeah.
For me, the commitment was just the location. Sabah is quite far away, and our office is in Bangsa. So traveling Mondays to Wednesdays to Sabah was quite a hassle. But the good thing about Magic is that you have everything there. You have like plenty of working space. They even provide you with on-site accommodation if you are a GAP participant, and food. That's the best part.
Lots of food.
And like mentally, it really forces you to question your previous assumptions of how to run a startup. So you got to come in open-minded and be ready to, like you said, pivot, change. And you get a lot of external validation from your peers and your mentors as well.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So Tanuja, looking at the both of them and also the other people, what puts a smile on your face? What are you excited about them after, you know, they've been part of GAP?
I mean, there's a lot to say. How long do we have, honestly? But, you know, for example, Drum Parking, they recently raised $1 million.
Oh,
did you know that when you said a million?
No.
Yeah.
You see, I'm like a crystal
fortune teller. Yeah. I mean, so they raised $1 million US dollars recently from Kairos Capital, which is great, you know, and will help them expand really fast now.
Okay.
And also going to international markets soon. As for Telemi, you know, they have like 30 to 50 consultations daily. They got a Cradle grant during the program, which was amazing.
And this I think is the CIP what?
300.
All right, yeah. Okay.
And I think what they're doing in terms of mental health care is really interesting and revolutionary. Mm. I could give you stories for so many of the different startups that have come through the program. We really had an amazing bunch last year.
Okay, give me another story then.
I think one that I love a lot is a company called Army. They're not a Malaysian company. They're a Vietnamese company. So they went back to Vietnam. They've created an IoT device and has recently partnered with a construction company in Vietnam to create smart cities there. Which is really amazing. And it's not just the device, this IoT device. They also have a mobile app, and they've really created a community for the people that are using this IoT device.
What does this IoT device do? I mean,
right. So how things are in Vietnam is that usually someone like me, for example, would buy an apartment and then I would split it into 10 different rooms and rent it out to 10 different people. And this is super common there.
Okay.
And usually someone like me would have 30 different rooms, so we'd have 300 different people.
Mm.
Now, keeping track of their rent, their electrical usage and all of that water is really, really difficult. With this one device, each one who has a room, these 10 people would be able to track how much electricity they're using, how much water they're using, and get billed, you know, based on their usage. And I, as a landlord, it's so easy for me because now I have these 300 people. I can tell exactly how much each one is using.
Okay.
Tenants can also complain about, you know, the lights are not working and stuff like this. And that was just phase one. Phase two, they've actually partnered with the likes of Grab in Vietnam so that their tenants can actually book taxis cheaper together. They have partnered with hairdressers around the corner, with restaurants. So it's a real community for the tenants who are using this app.
Okay, that's and so amazing because it's like you're meeting the need for that market,
right?
And the collaborations, right? And this is really nice to hear how that sort of, you know, and it grew from there as well. What was their learning, though? I mean, you know, when they came in and after they finished the program, what changed?
I think we encouraged them to think bigger. So they came in with the IoT device and, you know, through the friends that they met at Magic as well as their mentors and peers, right? We encouraged them to think bigger, to create this community so people won't want to leave and would be encouraged to continuously use their app. They got an offer from, I can't say who in Malaysia, but a very big company in Malaysia who wanted to buy the IoT device.
Okay.
And they actually said no because they wanted to take it back to Vietnam and then build these smart cities together with construction companies.
Okay.
So that was really thinking out of the box for them. If they had just sold it to this Malaysian company, they would have gotten millions of dollars and said, bye, I'm happy, I can retire now. But they're persevering on and doing great things.
So this is your case, the example of more deep.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Deep tech.
Deep tech. So that's that kind of thing will be quite revolutionary.
Yes.
Now, you know, I just want to buy a house and, you know, divide into 10 rooms. And
I know, right? It's just super cool.
Okay. And okay, I just want to find out as well, when you talk about the number of people coming is from around the world, what has been the ratio split though?
Last year we had 40% international startups and 60% were Malaysian. There's no fixed number in that though. We really just take the best startups that apply to the program.
So there's no like a 50-50? I mean, just the best kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right. We can take up to 60% international startups.
Okay.
Yeah, but we do try to, you know, support our local startups as much as possible.
Okay, so up to 60 is pretty good. Yeah. You know, and then 40% of Malaysians. Yeah. And I guess we're looking at collaborations
as
well.
It's important for them to learn from one another.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the program after this. Tanuja Raja from Magic, Mohd Nasir Habiza from John Parking, and Mark Chu from TeleMe. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise. We're still talking about the Global Accelerator Program organized by Magic. We have Tanuja Raja from Magic here, Mohd Nasir Habiza from John Parking, and Mark Chu from TeleMe. And John Parking and TeleMe took part in the GAP program last year. So, you know, I guess just to conclude as well, Tanuja, what are you expecting from this year's GAP? More deep tech stuff, right?
Yeah, deep tech stuff. But really, I mean, that's just my personal kind of want to see the startups evolve into more deep tech stuff. You know, I think we have lots of different marketplaces already. It's kind of saturated there. Mm. And I feel like deep tech startups will actually solve real problems that we are facing. But really, I encourage anyone to apply so long as they have a business, they're already gaining traction, perhaps have a little revenue and want to really scale their business to the ASEAN region. That's really where we have, you know, the best networks.
Okay, so you're saying... Okay, that's a very interesting one, a little bit of revenue. So if it's just an idea at this point?
If it's just an idea, the Global Accelerator Program is not the program for you.
Mm-hmm.
We really take in startups who are already out at market. If you have an idea, there are other programs in Magic that can help you. There are pre-accelerator boot camps.
Okay.
You can find out more information on Magic's websites. Or perhaps you want to join some of our classes first in order to validate your idea, do a little, you know, customer engagement, see whether people actually want to use what you're building. I think that's one of the biggest problems, actually, that lots of people build something that society doesn't really want to use. And they waste a lot of time and energy. But GAP is for startups that have already gone to the next level.
Okay.
And now you want to push yourself even further.
Okay, so I mean, we also hear of other accelerator programs. So what will be different about Magic's GAP?
Right. I think the most obvious one is that we take no equity from the startups that joined, as opposed to other accelerator programs. Magic is non-profit, so we don't charge our startups for joining the program, and we offer a lot in return besides the classes, the workshops, the mentors, the network, the corporate benefits and the startup benefits. We also give startups free accommodation for the duration of the program. We give them a marketing allowance so they can experiment on new ways of marketing their products. And we give flight reimbursements depending on where you're from. There's so much more that Magic gives. And all we ask for in return is actually founders that are really committed to doing well and to scaling their business.
Okay. And what would your advice be to the startups who are going to take part in this year's program? Mark and Nasir, Mark, what do you have to say?
Well, two things. I think Magic is a four-month program, so they give you the basic tools to use, the tools to, you know, run a startup. But after the 4 months, it's up to you to really grow it. So really get involved, really go for all the classes, lectures, take down notes and participate and ask a lot of questions, any questions that you want, because there are a lot of people in Magic to help you, whether it's the mentors, whether it's the lecturers coming in. And secondly, it's, I think Magic, especially if you're like a new startup, a new growing startup, it's the best place to be in, because you are with everyone that's around the same stage as you, just trying to grow their startup. And I think if you want to go far, you should go together, because startups have very limited resources. So, you know, definitely try it out and pull your resources together and try to grow it together, or like do a lot of partnerships, because that's what Magic really collaborates.
Okay, partnerships helps as well. Nasir?
Okay, actually, before you join the program, of course, you have to get ready first. As Tanuja mentioned just now, you have to prepare with your video first. Make sure that your product services is sexy to them. I mean, it's profitable, something like that. Okay. And during the program, of course, you have to go deeply into the program, means that you have to go into the classes, mingle around around with your peers, with your mentors, because at the end of the day, maybe your services that you offer, you can collaborate with others as well, others entrepreneurs as well. So because of, for example, like for our case, actually, we are in the transport industry. So actually, we can work within this transport industry. For example, in our case, we also have people like Surf who are doing the car servicing that we can work together. So these are things that we can get with, during this program. And of course, with this knowledge, later on after the class, we can implement it because of it's 4 months, it's very short. But whatever you get from the class, you can implement after that. And the good thing actually, you also can grow your business because of for our case actually not only Malaysian, some of them are outside Malaysia. Mm. Okay, and for your case, for our case actually, we would like to expand our services throughout the Asian countries. Mm. So this is the avenue that we can talk together. For example, like Tanjia mentioned just now, that Amy is from Vietnam, so maybe later on we want to go to Vietnam, we can collaborate with them as well. So, so yes, exactly. So this is the benefit that we can gain throughout the programs.
Right, yeah. US 1 million, is that from a local investor?
Okay, it's a it's a regional VC. Okay. Yeah, so they was here also invested in one company in China. Actually, it's doing working well. And this company recently having a Series B led by this Tencent in China. Right. So, and for us, actually, we are quite lucky to have within the group, within the family members, because of we can learn a lot of how they manage their systems, their business, how to grow the business from zero to 2 billion valuation. So, so this is the things that we want to cover because we are not only a local player. We want to cover the whole Malaysia this year for Jom Parking. And of course, next year, our target is to cover the ASEAN country as well. Right. So we have clear vision on how can we...
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why we need this assistance from the various parties.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, the one of the things you said, talk about, the power of the network.
Yes.
You know, and you sometimes someone you meet right now, it could be something of, you know, who knows down the road, you know, but that's right. Like, where else are you going to meet everybody in one area, right?
Yes.
And so far, how have the entries been? You know, what are you hoping to get?
I mean, in terms of numbers, it's been really surprisingly good. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of applications and we've got almost a month more to go. I should say that last year, we only accepted 5% of the startups that applied.
Oh,
so, and we received applications from 47 different countries for the first cohort of GAP. We're expecting it to be more this year, hopefully. So, you know, that shouldn't discourage any one of you out there who's thinking of applying. You know, there's no harm applying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that because if you do get in, you're in with the best, and you get to mix with some of the best founders from all over the world.
All right. So thanks for being with us. Tanuja Raja from Magic, Momonasi Habiza from John Parking, and Mark Chu from TeleMe, talking about the Global Accelerator Program, Southeast Asia's largest accelerator program that focuses on helping you to have the vital tools and knowledge and network to scale successfully. You can check it out by going to mymagic.my/gap/gap for more information. Is there people do it? They don't.
Google Magic Gap, Cyberjaya, or something like that. Yeah.
Right? Okay, so, and if you've missed any part of the show, of course, you can download the podcast later, or you can go on our BFM app. So, you've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.